books of the Bible. Zephaniah begins with a shocking prophecy that God will sweep away everything from the face of the earth. But in the midst of judgment, God offers hope of salvation. Zephaniah gives us a picture of God's terrible wrath and reminds us of the wrath Jesus took upon himself for our sake. Flee to the Savior and be saved. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
This is not helpful, handsome Jimmy. This is Wretched Radio. How do you expect me to keep all of these short attention span balls up in the air when you pipe in and tell me, make sure you talk about the Truth Unhindered campaign? I'm trying to get to The View, which, count your blessings, we're not talking about The View because I've got sound and you don't want to hear it. So you can thank my ADHD at this moment for helping us not listen to The View, who decided to spend some time talking about the Pope. By the way, did you read the story in The Uk? The majority of British citizens now claim that they are neurodivergent. If you're not familiar with the term, basically it's a fancy way, a pseudoscientific way of saying we all think differently. Therefore, if you kind of struggle with this or with that, guess what? You're neurodivergent. You don't do things like the majority of kids in the class. You're neurodivergent. You maybe have a different sense of humor. You're neurodivergent. You process things a little different, slower, faster. You're neurodivergent. In other words, we're all neurodivergent. What is the standard here? What is the norm? Of course, we all think differently. It is another effort, I think, by the secular therapeutic to label everybody. Why? Well, this article from The Uk. And don't you worry, Jimmy. I'll get back to that Truth Unhindered thing.
Okay.
Because I'd rather do that than talk about The View. I'll just tell you that much right now. The majority in Uk now self-identify as neurodivergent. In other words, they aren't even going to a supposed specialist. They're diagnosing themselves. Why? This is another one of those terms for which we all qualify. This is like narcissism. The trend of narcissism, which, by the way, we're going to be doing a video on that. I'm going to do that with Libby Glosson. We're going to talk about this trend in social media, secular social media that has infected Christendom. That you and I, when we've got somebody in our lives that is maybe not aligning with every single thing that we think, prefer, like, and do, and they, oh no, judge us. What do? You label them narcissistic. So you contradict anybody, you're a narcissist. You want to do this as opposed to that, you're a narcissist. You correct your child's behavior, you narcissist. I got to put up a fence. I got to have boundaries and space from you. It is so anti-biblical. We'll be talking about that. But that is another one of those terms where the definition gets expanded to the point we all qualify. I'm a narcissist. Jimmy's a narcissist. Well, that word used to have a little bit of meaning. Because there are some people that historically you'd go, whoa, they are the captain of their own planet, aren't they? They just don't look around. They don't see anything. And you can look at some people and it's like, wow, they are just obsessively self-obsessed. But today, it's much broader than that. The same thing is true with ADHD, with autism, with the neurodivergent diagnosis. Everybody's got it. To the article from the UK, a majority of Britons may now consider themselves neurodivergent, meaning they have a condition such as autism, dyslexia, dyspraxia, or ADHD, or any one of the DSM monikers, but they're self-diagnosing it. They don't even go to the doctor, which, by the way, if you'd like to hear a joke that isn't funny, it's the way the secular therapeutic diagnoses these maladies or these struggles that people have. Because they're simply different. They've got a different personality. It's the way God gifted them. How's about that? What if God gave you the gift of a short attention span? Huh? Wouldn't that... What do you mean, gave me a gift of a... I should have a long attention span, says who? How long should your attention span be? What's the correct number of seconds you can watch a YouTube video before you clock out if it isn't totally engaging? Who says? Well, the DSM says. And so the DSM makes definitions for these things that are so broad, it's utterly ridiculous. And when you go to check out, hey, I'm kind of struggling with this or that, no hair, no blood, no urinalysis. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Here you go. Here's the cure. And then they give them a prescription. So people self-diagnosing themselves, well, frankly, they can't do much worse than the secular therapeutic, which reminds me to encourage you to get Greg Gifford's book, Lies My Therapist Told Me. You can pre-order it. It is almost out. I actually got copies here at the studio. It's a beautiful book. It's a hardcover book. It has been endorsed by oodles of really good guys. And it is dealing with the secular therapeutic and the gross over-diagnosing and labeling and causing people to think that they're forever labeled. And there's not, probably never been a greater time. The timing for this book is just perfect. Because people are starting to talk about it and going, oh, what? Really? We've all got autism? Lies My Therapist Told Me. You can get, you go to the, go to our website and then the links, fortisinstitute.org/lies, and it'll take you to the cheapest place where you can buy it. 2021, a study found 787% jump in the number of diagnoses of autism. What? So between 1998 and 2018, a 780% jump. You can't tell me that it's simply because we're more aware. No, we've expanded the definition. And it, honestly, if you when you go to clip your nails, you can only do 5 at a time. Well, guess what? You've got ADHD. You sometimes maybe don't like making eye contact with people. Congratulations, you're autistic. Now, we need to remember, there are some people, if the word has any meaning left to it, there are some people that would have genuine autism. And I don't think we're doing them favors, and I don't think we're doing everybody else favors by expanding the definition so that if there's a 787% jump in the order of diagnoses, this is the UK, with an estimated number of children who have autism spectrum disorder, ASD, had risen from 1 in 2,500 children 80 years ago to 1 in 36. Now, could we be seeing an increase in autism, genuine autism? Sure. And should we look into what's causing it? Sure, I'm glad RFK wants to do that. But this isn't that. This is the expansion of definitions so that everybody can be swept up in the secular therapeutic because there's money involved. The schools get money. The doctors can get money from pharmaceutical companies. There's a financial incentive for this diagnosing of individuals. Now, from the article, famous people with autism spectrum disorders include the naturalist and television presenter Chris Packham. I don't know who that is, but apparently he has the ability to have a job and go on TV and present. Does that sound like what you and I historically have understood autism to be? Did you know Sir Anthony Hopkins is on the spectrum? Yeah, that's right. A guy who memorizes Hamlet, a guy who memorizes scripts. To this day, I think he's still making movies, surprisingly. How is he able to do that with autism? Why? Well, one time he winked when he meant to blink, and so he was diagnosed with autism. Elon Musk, the world's richest man, he's on the spectrum. In other words, the spectrum has no meaning anymore. And it is high time for us to start asking some questions. I'm telling you, Greg's book, Lies My Therapist Told Me, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Disrupt. That's the word. It's a disruptive book, but it's also going to be such a helpful book. Hey, instead of talking about The View, I just thought of this. You know, Jimmy, it just crossed my mind. Hmm? The Truth Unhindered campaign.
Yeah.
You of little faith, you didn't think that we could possibly get back to that. Well, let's talk about Joy Behar. Wait a second. The Truth Unhindered campaign. It is our current match campaign. If you can give if you can support, you say, well, what's with the emphasis on if? Are you giving to your local church? If you're not, give to them. Don't give to us, give to them. Don't give to any parachurch ministry. Give to your local church. If you then have access and you are passionate about what that ministry is all about, and another if, you don't have any unmanaged debt, then please consider joining us. It's a match campaign. Our goal is to forever give everything away that we make here. Just every single audio and video resource, we want to give it away because we want to get our stuff into churches around the globe. So it's kind of a two-pronger. We're going to close the store, makes everything free. And then we're going to go find those churches everywhere. And these days you can, with the geo-tracking and the being able to find churches, to get these materials into churches and to get them into the hands of believers who simply can't afford them, not just in the States, but around the globe. It's truth unhindered. It's a match campaign. It's going on right now, dollar for dollar match. We want to find more people. We want to bless more people. And we're doing this match campaign because we're closing the store and that revenue kind of needs to be replaced. So if you'd like to join us for the Truth Unhindered campaign, you can do that, please, at fortisinstitute.org/truth. This is Wretched Radio.
So if we were going to be honest with one another, we would have to admit that every day our phone buzzes with celebrity scandals and political outrage and notifications of TikTok trends, all the stuff that doesn't matter. But what if your phone could deliver something different? Because it can. Meet Fortis Plus. If you haven't already downloaded it yet, I want to urge you to take that opportunity right now. It's free and it will replace noise with nourishment. Picture this, 7 new pieces of content every single day. And I'm not talking clickbait or gossip. I'm talking real truth for real life. The app is already full of hundreds of hours of content. Again, completely free. And when I say free, I mean free. I don't mean hidden costs and temporary trials and premium tiers. No subscription traps at all. Because while everyone else all over the world is selling you something, we are giving something away. Fortis Plus. Download it right now where you download your apps, or just go to fortisplus.org, because what feeds your mind shapes your life. Truth. It's meant to travel far. It's meant to reach deep. It's meant to change lives. But for far too long, even the best biblical teaching has faced barriers, paywalls, price tags, limited access. And at Fortis Institute, well, we've been thinking differently recently. What if we could break through all of those barriers? That's why we're launching our Truth Unhindered initiative. We have extraordinary plans for the end of 2025, plans that will transform how pastors and families and seekers access life-changing teaching. But to make this vision a reality, we need you now more than ever. Right now, going on through June 30th, every dollar you give will be doubled up to $250,000. Double the impact, double the reach, double the transformation. Visit fortisinstitute.org/truth today, because when truth breaks through barriers, lives are never the same. fortisinstitute.org/truth. You've most likely been there, sitting across from a therapist, staring at their degrees on the wall, listening while they give you a diagnosis and tell you what pill and prescription they think are going to cure all your ills. You walk out of the office carrying a label, and you wonder why you feel even heavier than you did before you walked in. That's why Dr. Greg Gifford wrote Lies My Therapist Told Me, because sometimes it's not the medication or even the diagnosis that's the real issue. It's that the whole system doesn't touch what's going on beneath the surface. Look, not every struggle is solved with a pill. Not every label tells the entire story. What if addiction's not just a disease? What if your anxiety is not just a chemical imbalance? And what if the diagnosis handed to your child is not the final word? The world gives its answers, but rarely does it ever deal with the heart. Scripture does. Pre-order Lies My Therapist Told Me today at fortisinstitute.org/lies. That's fortisinstitute.org/lies.
Lexicon. Providence is the word we use to describe God's preserving, upholding, and governing of His creation. God sustains His creation day to day through ordinary means established at the beginning of time. and he intervenes in miraculous ways. In all things, God is working for his glory and for the good of those who love him. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Don't judge me. You have ADHD too. This is Wretched Radio. We're going to get to The View, but I'm reading this article on neurodivergence in the UK that everybody is diagnosing themselves. Hey, sorry, boss, I didn't get my work finished. I'm neurodivergent. Mom, I didn't get my grades up this semester to qualify for the free scholarship here in the state of Georgia, but it's okay because I'm neurodivergent. We're all neurodivergent. And nobody thinks alike. Our brains are like snowflakes. There's not one that's the same. We all think differently than other people. It doesn't mean that we've got a scientific label like neurodivergent or ADHD, which inside of this article tells us what the marks are for having ADHD. Trust me, you've got it. Nobody can escape this. So here it is. Somebody with ADHD symptoms, of which typically appear before the age of 12. Okay, this is just absolutely, you want to talk about crazy? This is crazy. They're now going to tell you what kids under the age of 12 have ADHD. Ready? They're easily distracted. No. A child easily distracted? Oh, it can't be. They must have ADHD. They forget to do everyday tasks, like make their bed or brush their teeth. Sometimes they find it hard to follow instructions. Get that kid a prescription. This is utterly ridiculous, and it is time that somebody sheds a spotlight on it. Greg's book, Lies My Therapist Told Me, it's going to do just that. FortisInstitute.org/truth. Now, and you of little faith thought we wouldn't return to The View.
Look, I always think it's exciting.
Can you just feel the critique coming? Can you just feel it? It's like, hey, you know, there's a new pope and stuff, but
to watch the conclave and look for the black smoke and the white smoke and just the ceremony of it. Mm-hmm. You know, during these very trying times in our country, we certainly.
Okay, maybe you know what needs to be on the list for ADHD? If you say seven times in the course of 8 seconds, I can't focus on you.
We need spiritual leadership because of some of the things that we're experiencing. I'm a little concerned about this choice for the LGBTQ plus community.
Because apparently he said something once in 2012 to indicate that he might actually understand at least one Bible verse. The View, of course, they're upset. There are other, nobody really seems to know anymore. The guy seems to be rather theologically divergent. Hey, this could bring about denominational unity. We're theologically divergent. So let's just all get along or something like that. The new pope from Chicago is kind of a mixed bag. It looks like, it's not certain, it looks like when it comes to traditional Catholic moral values, that he's pretty much in line, or at least back to 2012. And believe me, it wasn't a strong statement. It was like, oh, okay, I think that you're opposed to sex outside of one man, one woman in a covenantal relationship. But it was hard to tell. He seems to be maybe okay on that issue, the life issue, but other social issues like, I think, immigration. It's pretty certain he's liberal with that. Global warming, liberal with that. So who is the new pope? He's a mixed bag is what he is. And we will find out, I think, as time goes by, just exactly where he is at. But in the meantime, we got ourselves a new pope, and The View, they aren't entirely thrilled.
He cited the homosexual lifestyle and alternative families comprised of same-sex partners and their adopted children.
Oh, no. Can you imagine a pope that thinks that? This is just simply not acceptable. Christian Post, writing five things you should know about Pope Leo, the X1B. He's from Chicago. He was born and raised here. He is an Augustinian. Now, that can be a mixed bag too, but he's from the Augustinian province in Chicago. And he's one of their solemnly professed priors. He opposes female deacons, has mixed views on LGBT issues. She just quoted it for you. But when it comes to the role of women in the church, it's not a strong statement, but it's, you know, hey, it could cause some problems, was about as definitive as he got. There are other people who are speculating he doesn't like the Don. Somebody found his X account. One screenshot showed Pope Leo the X1B sharing an article from the progressive publication National Catholic Reporter titled J.D. Vance is Wrong. Jesus doesn't ask us to rank our love for others. That is, wow. Yes, it's not like rank, like I hate those people. I only loathe those people. Those people, I'm lukewarm. I like them. I love, that's not what we're told is the way that we are supposed to look at the Ordo Amoris. But the Bible gives us that there's circles. There's outgoing concentric circles. You're supposed to love your family first. Your church family is second. That you do good to all, particularly people of the household of faith. Furthermore, you simply have geographical constraints. You cannot help everybody everywhere. And so if we're supposed to be making sure that there's no discrimination in how much we love or serve, good luck accomplishing that. You don't have enough hours in the day to do that. Another screenshot from 2018 shared a message from another cardinal from Chicago, considered one of the more progressive church leaders in the U.S., condemning the Trump administration's policy separating illegal immigrant children from their parents or guardians. A third ex. Messages in favor of illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as children receiving protections from deportation. So there you have it. The new Pope, he's still an antichrist. Of that we can be sure. Hey, you can't talk like that. Well, that's the way the Bible speaks, which brings us back. Watch this, Jimmy, to 2 Peter 2, the NTN. Are you familiar with this? It's a new translation. It's the new Todd translation. NTN, new Todd. The NTT. Oh, boy. 2 Peter, I'm telling you, I've got to go to my nightstand Bible. The word shameful was used as a parenthetical. But even if you perceive from Jimmy's readings of 2 Peter 2, 1 through 3, which talks about false teachers who do things for greed and for gain, as being shameful, even if it isn't found there, listen to the description in 2 Peter chapter 2. But these, like natural brute beasts, made to be caught and destroyed, speaking evil of the things they don't understand, and will utterly perish in their own corruption, and will receive the wages of unrighteousness, as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. That's the mark of a false teacher. They carouse. They make merchandise out of people, and they love the seat of authority. And Peter does not hold back regarding men and women who use other people for their own personal advancement. Furthermore, when it comes to false teachers, and their destructive heresies. The Bible is so strong. Now, this isn't the way that we talk all the time, but what happened to calling a pope, or calling the office of the papacy antichrist? That is how we've always understood that office. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions, while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery and cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls. They have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. Hey, maybe that's where it was right there. Accursed. False teachers are accursed. they hurt people temporally, oftentimes financially, oftentimes sexually, oftentimes with spiritual abuse, but eternally they lead people away from the true and living God to idols. Back to 2 Peter. They've forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Did you hear the word wages in there twice? You get paid for what you do. If you behave righteously, you will be rewarded. If you sin and behave unrighteously, you're going to pay the wage for that. And it is a price. I'm telling you, you don't want to receive that bill. You don't want to hear the words on Judgment Day. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. People who lead others astray. We should talk the way Paul did. They're anathema. Why don't we talk that way anymore? Until tomorrow, go serve your king.